fires be shed upon him, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Continuation of the same subject, speaking about the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting familiar with it, getting acquainted with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, he wants us to think about his wisdom. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clear instructions about us trying to think about the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's not mentioned explicitly, don't ever claim that this is the true wisdom. Just say, this is what I think is the wisdom and Allah knows best. If it's mentioned explicitly, then you mention it and you back it up with the evidence of the Quran or the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And among the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make clear, the misconcepts, that if I'm making you rich, it doesn't mean that I love you. Or if I'm making you poor, it doesn't mean that I hate you. It has nothing to do, these benefits that you get during this life has nothing to do with either way. And there are so many reasons for Allah has listed that why would he make bad guys rich? And why would he make good guys rich? Why would he make bad guys poor? Why would he make good guys poor? Either way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about both. In the Quran, for example, look how Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam interpreted the kingdom, the royal powers that Allah have granted him. He did not interpret these royal powers as a reason for love of Allah. He didn't say, this is because Allah loves me. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. This is what he prayed for. He asked for royal powers that nobody ever will get after him. And when he was granted these royal powers, huge royal powers, that the way he perceived it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. This is from the bounties of my Lord, from the benefits of my Lord, from the blessings and favors of my Lord to test me whether I'm going to thank him and be thankful or whether am I going to deny his favors and, you know, don't want to thank him and claim it for myself, give myself the credit instead. And we have seen that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam denied himself the royal power, the royal lifestyle. He declined it and he intentionally stayed in the poor lifestyle, following his footsteps of the four righteous Khalifa, may Allah be pleased with them. And then later on came Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, may Allah be pleased with him. He was even living a royal lifestyle before he becomes a Khalifa. As soon as he became the Khalifa, he took all his gold, Fatima, gold, his wife. He said, either me or your gold and your jewelry. And he took it all, put it in the public treasury. He took all his wealth. And the guy came to looking for him, and he was using they used to live in houses of mud. So he would take the mud and fix his wall by himself. So he said, where's Omar? They told them, hey, this is Omar. He said, and he was ruling a big, huge empire from the borders of China all the way to the Atlantic Ocean and north and south, and a huge empire. And he was doing that, denying himself the royal lifestyle. And if you want to know how difficult that is, just try to deny it to yourself. Just try to sell your car and sell your home and go live in a poor neighborhood with a poor car and poor home. And then let's talk after that so that you can see if you can't, this little royal lifestyle that you're having, you can't give it up, then think about them when they gave up these royal lifestyle. And I always thought, why wouldn't he ask Allah? When Allah gave him the choice, do you want to be a king prophet or a slave prophet? He said, I want to be a slave prophet. To the level that there was one lady saw him, so she said, this guy, ما لي هذا الرجل يجلس يمشي مشية العبد ويجلس جلسة العبد ويأكل أكلة العبد. How come this guy walks like a slave, eats like a slave, and you know he behaves like a slave? She was criticizing him. And when the Umar ibn al-Khattab asked him, how come you sleep on this mat that prints on in red in your skin? He said, this is a prophethood. This is not a kingdom or this is not kingship. This is a prophethood. And when the leaders of the Muslim Ummah are living like the emperor of the Roman Empire and the emperor of the Persian Empire, this is when the Muslim people are going to be miserable because of those guys. And indeed it came true. So here is the best man on earth. I was wondering why did he chose to be a slave prophet? And the answer came later on when I heard from a lot of non-Muslims who are still non-Muslims, who are still denying the existence of Allah, but they say, we believe that Muhammad is sincere. Why do you think he's sincere? They said, because if he's not sincere, then he would have benefited from his investment, which is the he would have lived the royal lifestyle to enjoy. Why did he sacrifice? Why did he work hard? Why did he take that much hard work and hard conditions to benefit at the end, right? To enjoy the royal lifestyle and to enjoy the power. He declined all of that. So then what's the reason then? There has to be a sincere if he denied himself the royal lifestyle. And then we started talking about what we perceive as the sweet test, which is the test of the rich, comfortable, fulfilling life, and what we perceive as the sour test, which is the test of poverty and hardship and tight provisions. And we started quoting evidence from the Quran proving that the test of being rich is way much harder, which is the sweet test, is way much harder than the sour test, which is the test of being poor. And indeed, both are tests. This is not other than test, as Allah said, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We're testing you with both. And the two points that we talked about, or the two reasons we talked about, that prove that the test of being rich is harder. The first one was comparison between the condition of a poor person and a rich person. The poor person crying and begging, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, save me, Ya Allah, my son, Ya Allah, my son, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I lost my daughter, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. While the rich guy doesn't need anything, so he makes cosmetic prayer or something like, you know, blah, 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 without any burning need. So that's the first one we talked about. The second one we talked about is the connection that Allah drew clearly between his punishment, destroying town, destroying people, and between the rich spoiled elites among this town who causes corruption. And indeed, we know that like the father spoils his only children, if Allah will give abundantly without everybody, we will end up being spoiled brats. Spoiled brats will be spoiled and the earth will be ruined. So he gives wisely, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect the earth from being corrupted and to protect us from destroying our own selves. Then the third reason, or the third reason for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drawn a direct link between calling a prophet a liar and denying his message and the rich spoiled elites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That the spoiled rich elite among his people who accused him of lying, and they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accused him of lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Prophet, and denied the Day of Judgment, and whom we gave rich, comfortable, fulfilling life during the life of this world. In Surah Sabah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّ بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. It didn't happen that we have not sent a messenger to a town unless the wealthy, spoiled elites of this town denied this message. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, وَكَذَلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ مُقْتَدُونَ. Every time we send a messenger before you to a town, the wealthy spoiled elites among them say that we have found our forefathers following a system and we will continue to follow the same system. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that most of the followers of the prophets are poor people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hud, he said, فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلَنَا وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأْيِ. That we see you, the people who are denied the message among his people, and they said, we just see you a man like us. You're not an angel or anything. What's the difference between you and me? How come you claim these special connections and we don't have it, and you have two hands and two legs and two ears and one nose and two... You're not any different than us. And We find also, we see also that only the most miserable, lowest of the low among us are the ones who followed you. If what you bring is any good, then those dirty, filthy slaves are not going to follow you. We will be the ones who follow you. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. Oh, you want us to believe in you and only the lowest of the low among us have followed you? Surah Al-An'am, Allah is instructing the Prophet not to be tempted by these words, not to be intimidated into kicking out the poor people and only welcoming the rich people. So when the poor people come to believe, say, oh, you're not good. What am I going to do with you? You're just a poor guy. And I'm interested into those rich guys. In Surah Al-An'am, وَلَا تَطْرُدُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَةً مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا حِسَابُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَتَطُرْدَهُمْ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Don't kick out those poor believers who pray to their Lord day and evening, seeking His pleasure, for you are not to judge them for their poverty. Allah is the one who judges. If you kick them out, you are indeed among the transgressors. And they put a condition to the Prophet, the rich spoiled elites. You want us to follow you? Okay. Kick out these slaves. We're not going to sit in the same gathering with those slaves. Are you kidding? So, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ. So the Prophet replies and says, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. Oh my people, I am not asking you for a fee. I mean, follow what I say. I don't want anything from you. I know already the right way. I want you to follow the right way and don't pay me any money. I don't want any money from you. Keep money to yourself. And I'm not going to kick out the poor slaves who believed in me. Those are going to meet their Lord. If I kick them out, they are going to file complaint in the court of Allah against me, file a lawsuit in the court of Allah against me and say He kicked us out. إِنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They are going to meet their Lord. I mean, besides, you are ignorant people to ask me such a request. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَلُونَ. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ طَرَدْتُهُمْ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Who is going to protect me from the punishment of Allah if I kick them out? Don't you think? So, these are all indications and proofs that the test of being rich is more difficult than the test of being poor. Now, more reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Allah states specific reasons on the Quran for people to be to flunk more the rich, the test of being rich. In Surah Al-Alaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the first reason, which is كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَاهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Humans that transgress, when they see the bounties of Allah, they say, why do we need Him? Why do we need to pray? We have everything. We have the food, the refrigerator, the bank, everything. When we have all these things, why should we pray and why should we beg? The second thing, that the rich people have a lot of things to keep them busy, to distract them. The poor guys have nothing. You know, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. What do I have? Nothing. You know, no wealth to keep me busy, no car that I need to clean or fix, no this, no that. You know, alhamdulillah, I have nothing to keep me busy. And don't say my wealth is not going to keep me busy. I want to remind you of what Allah has said in the Quran about Prophet Dawood alayhi salam in Surah Sa'd, that he himself was distracted by his wealth, and he's a prophet. And he got so angry that he decided to kill the horses. إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتِ الْجِيَادِ. He was, you know, having fun with his horses, riding them, examining them, enjoying them. Then he forgot the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got mad. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. How could I do such a mistake that I would get busy and distracted from the remembrance of my Lord with these horses? رُدُّوهَا عَلَيَّ فَطَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ. That brings them back. And then he started killing all those horses, for they are the reason for him to be distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Prophet Dawood alayhi salam will fall into this trap, don't we think that we will fall into the same trap? In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that this is a reason for the destruction of the people, that وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطُرَتْ مَعِيشَتُهَا. How many times I have destroyed a town because they have slipped into this luxury and slipped into this state of spoiled luxury. The rich person is more likely to slip into that state of mind than a poor person. Why would you expect a poor person to be spoiled? A poor person is very difficult to get spoiled. Just remember that when we came back from home, we were so tough. We would line up for the lines of bread. We would run before the buses. We were so tough, and nothing will depress us. And it's very difficult, and we were always thankful for Allah that we have food on the table. And when we came here, now it's very difficult. Things are very difficult. We're becoming more spoiled. I'm not talking about all of us. I'm talking about just few of us, including myself. Right now, it's easy to get depressed. There is one brother who was saying, when I was living in Tennessee, I used to go back before, wake up 1 hour before Fajr to take the snow out of my car and to get my car ready and to go to pray Fajr. Then I moved into California where I was able to afford the house with a garage. There is no snow, there is no anything, and I am missing the Fajr prayer, even though it's becoming much easier because I got stuck into that rich, spoiled mentality that I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to suffer. I don't want any pain. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا.
The horses is Dawud, the Prophet Dawud or Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam?
Prophet Sulaiman. Prophet Sulaiman.